leave this place, we are forever changed. I pray that we will not only receive a word, but we will receive a fire that comes from you, that will cause our lives to burn for you. Be glorified, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. God is so good. Were you blessed with the videos? Yung pong ministry po natin sa Palingon, it's been running or going for more than 3 years now. So, very recent lang po yung nag-run po tayo ng crossover. As ang ginawa po natin doon, we just love on them. No intention of whatsoever, just to show the love of God. And when the perfect time came, sila na po ang nagtanong, ano ba talaga kayo? Anong grupo nyo? So when they found out that we are Christians, paano ba maging Christian? That's the time that they're ready to receive the message because they already tasted the goodness of God. So right now, we had a crossover. We have now 17 committed doon sa Palingon. And we have already a church service going on there twice a month. Hindi po sila pumupunta ng church, tayo po pumupunta sa kanila. Ang kids doon ay more than 200. So, mayroon na po mga families. Amazing po ang ginagawa ng Lord. If you saw the video, nakakatuwa po yung testimony. After 3 days of the crossover, nag-fishing po sila. Si Kuya Elmer was persecuted by his friends. Dahil po siya lasinggero, sugalero, lahat po ng ero meron sa kanya. But he was radically transformed. And literally, yung mga kasama niya, 15 po sila sa grupo, iniwanan siya, 6 na lang natira. So yung 6, when they went out fishing, yung pong huli nila ay hindi po malalim, hanggang dito lang daw po yung tubig. 1.5 tons, almost. That's 1,500 almost of what? Kilos of fish. At hindi po nila, nung kinuha nila yung fish, hanggang kinabukasan pa yon, nagbenta, pinamigay, hindi pa rin naubos. And para po tayo nanonood ng story sa Bible. And nakaka-amaze po. This is our own story that we could share, not only for Kalambad, but you can own the story. Amen? But paano po yan nangyari? These testimonies are connected to my message today. And there's the one woman named Cynthia. When she came to the church, ang dami pong pinagdadaanan. Marami po siyang struggles at that time. And we spent time with her many times. She went to our home. She cried. We prayed. Marami, it's a journey. From one picture na walang direksyon yung buhay niya because of brokenness that she experienced. From there, God picked her up. We love on her, poured out on her. And God did something to her. She's working sa Bureau of Fisheries sa Kalamba. And that started yung opening. And the project that she started in Kalamba, yung mga regular na fishermen, they're catching 3 kilos to 15 kilos a day, hanggang naging 30 to 150 kilos a day because of the project she did. Yung ginawa po niya ay amazing. And 5 years ago, I asked Kim, Sarmiento ba? From LB. Yung nagpo-prophetic arts. And I asked her to paint something. Si Kim. So, si Kimberly. And the prophetic painting was given to the Palingon people and the Bureau of Fisheries. When we presented that, Mayor Chipeco was there, the governor was there, and I was seated next to them. And so amazing. And after almost 5 years, Cynthia was asked to write a book, a handbook. And you know what? What's the cover? It's the prophetic painting. It was published in Japan. And to tell you, if you open this handbook, it's our story. Nandito yung mga stories natin. And I took a picture of this and sent to Kim last week. And she was so touched, and she was so encouraged. I tell you, everything that we're doing, is connected to the bigger things that God prepared for all of us. Nothing is wasted. To the simple smile or touch or hug, all of these are connected to God's greater plan for our lives or us as a movement. Amen? And I'm here today not to preach, but I'm here today to share something that would ignite our heart once again. Are we here? Because we have a tendency sometimes to lose heart pag hindi natin nakikita yung bigger picture that God prepared for us. That's why it is important to have a vision to capture the heart of God for us as a family, as a movement, so that we could see our place, our own context. Sometimes when we are all alone, what we're doing in the secret place is connected to the bigger things. Are we here? We are never in an isolated case. God, even in the most hardest moment of our lives, God is using that to prepare us for His great call for our lives, as individual and as a church. Are we here? And my message for today is stop for the one, or compassion for the one. When I heard this line, it struck at my heart. Grabe po yung impact sa inyo. Narinig ko, sabi ko, oh, no? Minsan hindi naman kailangan complicated. Kailangan mo lang tumigil sa isa. Are we here? At hindi kailangan maging pastor ka para makagawa ka ng difference. Amen? Minsan hindi kailangan maging kagaya nyo kami. Hindi kailangan minsan magaling magsalita. Kailangan lang authentic tayo, totoong nagmamahal. Amen ba? Nandyan po ba tayo? Never try to measure yourselves with someone else. Our measurement is God Himself. We will always fall short when we try to compare ourselves with other people. We are unique in our uniqueness, and God designed us. The way God designed us is perfect. Your life is perfect. He prepared you that way for a specific purpose. Are we here? Our context, our background, God is so wise. Why we were born not so rich, not so tall, not so white. Yung design po natin, perfect po yan. Embrace nyo na po yan. That's it. Amen? Yung style nyo, paano kayo magpatawa, kung seryoso kayo, perfect po kayo. And I'll tell you this, you become the best you when you are you. You are the perfect version of you. Are we here? Am I talking? Taimik mga taga-Destiny, Los Baños. Anyway, let's move. Let's read this scripture. It says in Matthew 9:36, it says here, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. When Jesus told these lines, ang konteksto po nito, John the Beloved just beheaded. Napugutan. See? John the Baptist. Can you imagine with me? They're still grieving. And they went away. Jesus was so moved because of the story. And they were walking away. Yet the crowd heard and saw about the Jesus and His disciples. And what they did, naglakad po yun ng ilang araw. Sumakay sa bangka sila Jesus. Sila, sumunod sila. Natagpuan si Jesus after 3 days. Talagang sumunod sila. Ito po yung picture when Jesus saw them. Hindi po niya sinabi, ano ba naman itong mga to? Ang kukulit. Pagod na kami. Nagmumourn pa kami. Hindi po yung sinabi ni Jesus. But when he saw the crowd, he said, he felt compassion. Say, compassion. Tayo kaya, ano po nararamdaman natin pag tumingin tayo sa labas? What do you feel? Do you feel compassion for the people? Are we here? And in the next slide, we see another verse similar to this. In Matthew 14:14, when Jesus went out and saw a great multitude, he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. It's one way to have compassion. It's another way to be moved with the compassion and do something. Are we here? Pwede po tayong mahabag, maawa. It's one way to have that. It's another way to do something. Nakakaawa naman sila. You know, when we first saw Palingon, it gripped my heart. I said, we have to do something for these people. Since then up to now, my heart is burning for them. I'm dreaming big for them. What we wanted is to what? Have transformation over their lives. Mabago yung buong komunidad. Hindi lang yung buhay, pero yung komunidad ang pinag... kung saan sila ngayon. I am dreaming with them. And not only that, I share this dream to the people. Hindi na nga kami ang pumupunta din. They capture the same heart. Ito po yung picture natin as a family. It's not one man team. We are one family team. Amen? We cannot do it alone. We have to do it together. The body of Christ is composed with many people like us. One body is composed not only eyes, not only hands. Are we here? Just be who you are and you will make a difference. Tama po ba? At ano bang itsura ng pagmamahal ni Kristo? In next verse, it says here, how does Jesus love? In 1 John, it says here, 4:9, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one only son into the world that we might love through him. Wow. Another verse is in Romans 5:8. While we are yet still sinners, it says here, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. If Christ lives in us, meaning kung ang Diyos na nananahan sa puso natin, then we must carry the same love. Are we here? Our love will not be enough. Your love is not enough. It must be the love of Jesus in our heart that will flow and go out. Sino po nagsasabi dito si Kristo nananahan sa atin? Then if it is so, then we have His love. We have His eyes. I pray that today, things will begin to change. That when we go out, when we look at the people, we carry the heart of Jesus. It is so good to know who we are, that we are sons and daughters of God. One of the most amazing messages that I received in my life is that I'm a son of God. That revelation impacted and changed me. But it never stopped from there. It is one way to know that we are loved, that we are sons and daughters of God. It's one way, it's one face, one side. The other side is this: what will you do with that love that you have in your heart? It feels good when we're together, but there are people out there waiting, and they are also part of the family, but they don't know. Will you go? If Christ lives in our hearts, love must be seen in us. Why? Love looks like something. Amen? It looks like serving. It looks like extending a hand. It looks like giving a cup of water. Hello? Ang pagmamahal ay may hugis, may itsura. Love looks like a listening ear. Love looks like upholding someone. Love looks like encouraging someone. I remember, kasi tag-ulan, when we were hit by a strong typhoon, our roof, 70% was damaged. Madaling araw po nangyari yon yung kay Glenda. I think it's 7 or 8 in the morning. Kuya Arnold came to our house. Hindi niya sinabi, Pastor, good morning. Hindi niya ako in-encourage lang. He went on our home and he handed over something. Pastor, kailangan mong bumili ng temporary na pang roof. Love looks like something. Maraming nag-pray sa amin, pero hindi ko yung makakalimutan yung ginawa niyang act. Why? Love looks like something. Are we here? Let me remind each one. To raise up a child, it doesn't only take the whole family, yung parents, to raise their child. It takes a whole community to raise up a son. It takes a whole community to raise up a daughter. Amen? Are we here? Bago po ako naging ako, hindi lamang po isang tao nag-alaga sa akin. There's a lot of people who ministered to me, poured out into my life, encouraged me, correct me, changed. Marami po. That's why I am who I am today, because somebody poured out in my life and not only one person. And I want to remind each one, raising up a spiritual son, raising up a disciple is not exclusive. You cannot say, ito ang disciple ko ito, akin to. Are we here? Remove that mentality. Discipling and raising up a mighty man of God, a mighty woman of God, takes a whole church to raise up somebody. Are we here? And many of us are offended because sometimes, ganun tayo mag-isip. And I want to remind each one of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Chapter 3, when you read 1 Corinthians 3, chapter 3, hanggang 1 hanggang 12 or 13, talks about the living foundation. And in verse 6, it says, sinabi sa verse 6, I planted, Apollo watered, but the Lord do the increase. Whether you are the one who watered or planted, you will receive what? Your reward. Are we here? Am I talking to anyone? Pwede ba nating i-flash yun? You could check that. Why I'm saying that verse? I tell you this, I would like to tell you this. In our journey, in our Christian life, God entrusts us people. Sometimes it can be short, sometimes it can be long. But whatever season that you are in, when God entrusts people, give it your best. It says here, I planted, Apollo watered, but God gave the increase. Next verse. So then neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watered, but God gave it the increase. Verse 8. Now he that planted and he that watered are one, but each shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Are we here? Kaya po yung attitude ko sa lahat ng ini-entrust ng Lord sa akin, for a season lang yan. Kahit po yung awag namin ng mga churches, you know what? My attitude is not mine. Sinasabi ko nga kay Pastor Marlon, oh Pastor Marlon, you're the pastor here. Ang Pastor Marlon, hindi kayo po. No, ikaw. Why? If they will take it, we can move to the next place. It's never a demotion. Amen? So powerful. Having understood these verses, I'll tell you this. We were given the greatest privilege to co-partner with God. That's why it's not bounded with one church. When you say kingdom, it's not just about the church that you're handling. Hindi lang yung LG mo. You go beyond, you become sensitive, you look for opportunity to stop for the one. Hello? And Christian life becomes an amazing journey. Because every day God will set you up for someone who is ready for your message. Amen? Are we here? Christian life will never be boring. You didn't have to be in this platform to make a difference. I tell you this. Ang sarap lang mag-serve minsan kahit sa secret place. But what's so amazing about God? When you do it in a secret place, you will be rewarded openly. There are three things God mentioned in Matthew. When you do it in the secret, God will reward it openly. When you pray in secret, God will reward you openly. When you fast in secret, He will reward you openly. When you give in secret, He will reward you openly. Meaning, even the things we do it in the secret place, when no one is around, God is watching each one of us, and you will be rewarded. Sometimes, it's too tempting to be applauded by men. Here, standing in the platform, alam nyo, hindi lang po ang paggamit ng Panginoon sa atin yung nandito ko sa harapan nagsasalita. Last year in Penang, when we had our Kingdom Family gathering, nung lahat ng man nagpipreach sa harapan, ng mga main speaker like sila Andy, sila Lian, and you know how well they, when we were in your house, they keep pointing, oh nga, wala pala ng tao ng main speaker nagpunta sa bahay na house namin. It was like, sila Andy, si Lian, si Benji. Sabi ko, God, all these people. Eh, sabi ko, magandang ministry yung Lord. You impact the influencer. Pareho lang. Amen? And we have our own family, our church in Chiang Mai. They stayed, they just left here yesterday, just pouring out to them, listening to them. It's the same impact. Amen? Whether when you're cooking, whether when you're serving, it's the same. I hope you're getting the message. Nandito po ang dati kong LG COD. LG leader ko siya dati. When he came back to Los Baños, when we found out silang dalawa ni Ate Mira, we let them come into our house. Sama punta sa house. That's a picture of stopping for the one. You know, sometimes stopping for the one means inconvenience to you. But not to the one that you're investing your time with. I will never forget that. It's been a while hindi na kami nagkasama-sama. And we just honor them. Tama ba, Kuya Odia, Ate Mira? We just love on them. And we honor them and we pray for them afterwards. And then bumalik po sila sa family. Were you blessed kay Ate Mira dito sa LB? Sino mga... Kuya Odia is ministering in Dubai. God is using him also. But these are pictures. Stopping for the one is not only for those people who are lost outside. But it's also for the people who are no longer visible. Are we here? Let me continue with my message. Let's go back to the PowerPoint. Are you still okay? Are you enjoying this? So again, love looks like something. Amen? Looks like a good meal, right? Looks like a treat to coffee shop. Tama ba? Alam nyo, minsan, hindi naman kailangan. Yung mga brethren na wala dito, ito lagi nyo pong tatandaan. Ang hirap pong mag-disciple, mag-raise ng isang leader. At kung na-raise sila at hindi nyo na sila nakikita, do something. Amen? And sometimes, it's not a preaching that will restore them. Sometimes, it is only a listening ear. Over a cup of coffee, over a meal. What does love look like? It has the hands to help others. It has the feet to hasten to the poor and needy. It has the eyes to see misery and want. It has the ears to hear sigh and sorrows of men. That is what love looks like. And Jesus taught us through parables. And one of my favorite parables was written in Luke 15. And I want us to capture something in a new paradigm, a new perspective with these parables that Jesus taught us. And let me just read it to you. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to him to listen. Both the Pharisees and the scribes began to grumble, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable, saying, "What man among you, if he has 100 sheep and has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open pasture and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents that other 99 righteous person who needed no repentance. Okay, here's a picture. Bakit mahalaga ang isang tupa na wala sa isang shepherd? Dahil kung isa kang tupang nagmamahal at nawalan ka ng tupa, nakakahiya yun. Hello? And it struck me to my core. If we are a loving community and we lost one member of this home, hindi mo hanapin? God is driving out something in this picture. He said, one shepherd, if he lost one of his sheep, not only that he lost one, but it points back to him as a shepherd. Ba't ka nawalan? Are we here? And Jesus goes on. Sabi niya, pinakita niya, he's driving a strong point why he needed three similar picture. A shepherd, and next is, this next slide is about what? Natakpan. The parables of the lost coin. Bakit? Yan pong lost coin na yan, hindi po yan bariya. Yan po, nung unang panahon, the lost coin is part of what? A jewelry piece. It's one piece that it has coins. Para po siyang wedding ring sa time natin. So pag bride ka, if you were a bride, and if you lost your that piece of jewel, parang nakakaya, ikakasal ka, wala yung ring mo, parang ganun. That's why there is an urgency to look for that one piece. Are we here? Because it represents you as a bride. Nakukuha natin? And it says here, or what woman, if she has the 10 silver coins and loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it? When she found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the coin which I had lost. In the same way, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Why Jesus keep pointing for one soul? After he uses specific parable, babalik siya, ang isang kaluluwa na bumalik sa Panginoon, sinasabi niya na buong kalangitan ay nagre-rejoice. Amen? Ipinapakita ng Lord dito kung gaano kahalaga ang isang kaluluwa. And I point this out in ICPM, you will never understand the value of one soul up until that one soul is you. Let me repeat, hindi mo maiintindihan ang halaga ng isang kaluluwa hanggang hindi mo marirealize na ikaw yung kaluluwa na yon. Nakuha po natin? One soul is important, especially if that one soul is you. Are we here? Kaya yung babae, hahanapin niya yun, yung one piece na yun. Bakit? Kung ikaw ay bride, mahalaga sa'yo yun. Kasi yun yung wedding ring mo sa kasal mo. Amen? And of course, the highlight of the parables of Luke 15 is the parable of the prodigal son. We know the story of the prodigal son. But in this picture, God fully demonstrated his heart to us. How significant it is for one soul to go back to the Father. Amen? We know the story. We use that for Father's love message. But I would just like to highlight the significance of one soul. Are we here? Mahalaga po sa Panginoon ang isang kaluluwa. Amen po ba? Mahalaga ang kapitbahay nyo, ang anak nyo, Lahat po ng kaluluwa mahalaga sa Panginoon. Kahapon habang nandun po tayo sa sa All Pastors and Leaders meeting, nandun po yung isang person. Years back, may tumawag po sa akin, "Pastor, pwede ka ba? May meet po tayong tao sa SM." Kaibigan ko po ito. Naharang ko lang, gusto po na pong magpakamatay. Gusto niya lang pong gamitin yung kable ng wire ng telephone at magbigti, sabi niya. Na-convince ko dahil magkaibigan talaga kami, sabi niya, "Huwag ka muna magpakamatay, mahal ang kabaong, mahal magpakape." Minsan kailangan po natin kaibigan na ganun totoo. Huwag ka muna magpakamatay. Mas mura yung kakainin natin. Punta ka dito. Buti na lang may kaibigan ganun, di ba? Kung hindi, nagbigti na siya. Nandun po kami sa SM, nag-uusap po kami. Totoo nga po, sabi niya, kung hindi lang dahil sa kaibigan ko, patay na ako ngayon. Hawak ko na yung kable ng telepono, bibigti ko yung sarili ko. Buti na lang sinabi niya, "Mahal ang kabaong, mahal ang kape." Sabi ko, buti na lang nakinig, Lord. And when I was there, I was listening with all intent, with a heart that would love. And when it's my time to talk to him, God used my lips to speak to him. And you know what? With that conversation, he said, "All I needed now is to go home and talk to my God." And now he's part of the family. At tuwing nakikita ko noon, pag sa tuwing yayakap siya sa akin, kanaalala ko lang kapon nung yayakap, sabi ko, "God, thank you. One soul." A month ago, was Saturday evening. It was a tiring day. Alam niyo po, talagang yung time napaka-valuable po, no? Minsan, ramdam mo sa katawan mo. And Saturday, I need to prepare a message. And I saw this pop-up message as a messenger. And normally, I would not respond to this guy. But there's an urgency for me to respond. And I just responded. I said, "Hello, bro, how are you?" The next line, he said, "Pastor, magpapakamatay na ako." Sabi ko, "Teka, wait." Sabi niya, "Bago mo yung gawin, mag-usap muna tayo." We have several exchange of message. Sabi niya, "Kuya, gusto ko lang iparating mo sa magulang ko, mahal na mahal ko sila. Sabi mo, ihingi mo ako ng tawad sa kanila, sa mga kapatid ko. Sabi mo, sorry, pero huli ng lahat." Sa lahat ng sinasabi ko sa kanya, "Pastor, huli na." And there were long pauses. Sabi ko, "God, ang hirap naman ng ganito." And I asked my wife, "Please pray. I'm talking to someone who wants to commit suicide." It's back and forth, and there's a point that he's no longer responding. And I said, "Please, if possible, just answer my call for the last time." And it was a long pause. With 3 hours ko po itong ginawa. Pagod na pagod po ako. Parang tanggalat po yung pagod ko habang ginagawa ko to. And finally, he was convinced. "Sige, Pastor, I'll talk to you." When I talked to him, he broke down. He was in tears. He was crying. And I prayed for him. In short, hindi na po siya nagpakamatay. And way a week ago, he messaged me, "Pastor, thank you po sa lahat." Sabi niya, "Okay na po ako. May work na po ako ngayon." Thank you, God. I have many, many stories to share. It's not about our titles. It is about carrying the heart of God and responding. Why? Because somebody also did it for me. My life is a mess. Sa totoo lang, makulit po ako. Ang dami ko pong pagkakamali kahit sa journey ko sa Lord. At one point, one of my leaders said, "Gusto mo bang magbago pa?" Talaga, I look at him with tears. Sabi, "Yes. Kahit pagod na po ako sa sarili ko, willing po akong lumaban." Okay. Na-serve ko po yung pinakamadami sigurong DA. Sa kulit kakaulitan ko, na-DA po ako, na-serve ko yung 6 months. After that, na-DA na naman ako. After that, na-DA na naman ako. I don't know how many times na-DA po ako. Disciplinary action. I think 3 or 4 times po ako na-DA. Pero hindi po ako nag-give up. So I believe there's a call in my life. Huwag po kayong magsawit sa isang kaluluwa. And I am that one person. All of us, we go through process. Amen? As long as you're willing, as long as you will not quit, the whole heaven is backing you up. The whole heaven is believing in you. Amen? Since then, I have committed my life until my last breath. Let me be available in stopping for the one. At yan po yung story namin mag-asawa. Lahat po ng mga na church plant po namin, hindi po namin planano yung mag-plant tayo sa ganitong church. No, we just stop for people who are willing. And eventually, the church is a result of it. Are we here? Our leaders, every church na nahawakan po namin, yung mga leaders na tumatay, I could tell to you their stories. Kung gaano po ka-broken yung lives nila. But I tell you, God can entrust your multitudes if you can be entrusted with one soul. Amen? Am I talking to anyone? And if you look at Jesus, next slide, his ministry also a picture of stopping for the one. He stopped for the woman in the well, the Samaritan woman. And the Samaritan woman brought the revival in Samaria. Are we here? All this picture that up to this date, the woman who was caught in adultery, he stopped for that and he said, your sins were forgiven, sin no more. That woman, the same woman, she uses her hair and tears to wipe the feet of Jesus. That blind man, Bartimaeus, up to this point, we're still talking about this guy because Jesus stopped for him. What about you? Sino po yung tumigil ka, binuhos mo yung time mo, yung buhay mo, i-pour out mo yung life mo? One leader told to me during college days, and I heard this line. He said, if I die today, will the vision continues or it will die with you? And I just motioned to say and look at him, it will continue. It's the same question. If the message of hope was given to you, will it live on? Will it continue or it will die with you? Kung yung mensahe ng pag-asa na naibigay sa'yo, ibinigay sa'yo, ito ba'y magpapatuloy o mamamatay dahil sa'yo? That's the message. And here's a picture. We have many spiritual sons and daughters by His grace whom we journeyed through the years. And I can tell you their stories, painful stories. And at the same time, I can also tell to you their stories of victory. And one of our spiritual son, Richard, whom you know. You know Richard? When I first met Richard sa Kalamba, yung DLC, Destiny Leaders, Life Club, Destiny Life Club. First time po nag-attend po din si Richard. Ako po nag-share noon. Nag-receive po siya sa Lord. Nag-attend po siya ng crossover. Alam niyo, pag nakita niyo po si Richard, hindi niyo kakakitaan ng potential. Siya na po nag-admit, mukha po akong kriminal. Yan po si Richard. At nung ula ko po yung nilay hands, pag lay hands ko po ng kamay ko, nag-react po yan. May laman. Hinawakan po niya yung kamay ko. Sabi yung, no! Sabi ko, wow, what a way. Hindi ko yung makakalimutan si Richard. But when I heard about him and about his journey in the past, sabi niya, his father was killed in front of him. Binaril po yung tatay niya. Kaya pala ganun siya. Ang nanay niya po ay lefties, nasa bundok. Ang kuya niya ganun. Naandun na po siya, nagtitraining maging NPA. Noong nahagip po natin si Richard. At nung nandun pa kami sa old center namin, lagi pong soaking time, Lagi pong ano, ang kintab ng floor, bagong floor wax. Hindi ko makakalimutan kasi pag umuwi ako, yung floor wax, nandun sa medyas. Sabi, sino bang gumagawa? Sino bang mabait? And I tried to investigate and I found it's Richard. He's doing this when no one told him, when no one is around. And I said, if you want to look for people whom you will raise, are this kind of people. When they're doing things when no one is around, I'll tell you, you can't go wrong with this kind of people. And I saw Richard Sagvico, there's something in this man. So I dug deeper, I observed him, and when we first had our NCPM summit doon sa pinaganapan ng Burning Hearts, that's a full circle for Richard. Sabi niya, after that, Pastor, sabi niya, I heard the Lord, punta daw po ako ng Jensen. Sabi, hindi pa leader si Richard. Not even the second. Probably pang fourth level pa yan si Richard. Sabi ko, are you sure? Yes, kuya. Yes, Pastor. Yes. Sabi ko, narinig mo talaga? Yes. Sabi ko, I'll bring you to Mindanao. So I brought Richard in Mindanao. Sabi niya, this is it, kuya. Pag-uwi po natin, babalik po ako, magpapaalam na po ako sa parents ko. Kaya po may ganong leader, i-release niyo ba sila? In short, Richard was released to Jensen. It was a journey. Ngayon, glorious na po si Pastor Richard. Amen? Yung mga young ano dito. By the way, nagkakaroon lang po natin tinatawag na greatness pag nadi-disciple po tayo. Wala pong greatness apart from discipleship. Dahil ang discipleship po, ang purest sense, ayusan ng buhay, putulan ng sungay, sabi ni Pastor Lathur. And si Richard, kung 2 weeks po ako sa Jensen, every night po kami magkasama niyan, ang ginagawa ko po dyan, lambing palo, lambing kacha-kacha. For how many years, I will affirm him, lahat ng nagawa niyang very good, pero lahat ng negative, palo. Kachik, kachik, talaga yan. At dumating pa yung punto, ito nagtatawanan na lang kami pag maalala niya, dumating yung punto, mayroon po akong sinasabi sa kanya, nasabi niya, not this time, just wait, let's just prepare it right. Sabi niya, eh gusto niya kasing takasan yung ano, yung, hindi, sabi ko, alam niyo, first time, iniwan ko si Pastor, bahala ka sa buhay mo. Talagang kumapit po sa pako, kuya, umago, huwag po, bahala ka. Iniwan ko talaga, tinanggal ko yung pako, iniwan ko siya, umiyak siya doon sa room, mahulhul siya. May mga picture po kaming ganon. Pero ginawa niya pa rin yung gusto niya. But it's a journey. It's a journey. And marami kami journey, I've showed him how to honor, how to sacrifice, and he does even better than me. Kami ng wife ko, grabe po yung effort. Ang wife ko, pag wala ako, message dito, araw-araw, ganun po yung partnership. Fast forward. Richard is a grown man. And God is using him in Mindanao to promote the uprising this coming October. Literally, Pastor Richard, the next slide, it was last year, next slide. Ito pong ano, ang tawag niyan, Batang Pulumulok. This is gathered 4,000 men. Si Richard pong nag-gather niyan. This last month, may gathering po sila, 8 days lang. First meeting ngayon, next week na yung gathering. Wala nang meeting. See you next week. 1,200 showed up to worship. Ganon po si Pastor Richard. Amazing. Ilang beses din siyang, ano, dalawang beses siyang umuwi. Dala niya na yung quit na siya, dalawang beses. Dalawang beses ko rin naharang sa Mindanao. Pack up na yan, uwi na, balik Los Baños. Ayan lang kalamba, ayaw na magpakita. Tapos pag magpunta sa bahay, tatanungin siya, sinabi ba ng Lord? Hindi kuya. Balik. Napakahalaga, leaders, when you disciple your sons and your daughters. Stay close to them. Listen to their hearts. Never stop believing in them. Fathers know how to govern their children. But what's so amazing about our children, they make us look awesome. Amen? And Richard is doing greater things that I've never done in my at my age, yung age niya. Grabe po ngayon. So please make mention of him. Pray for him. Literally, he talks to bishops, leaders. Nakakatuwa po yung ginagawa niya. And I tell you, he's one of us. And he's spreading the revival fire in Mindanao. This is not just about Pastor Richard. This is not about, he's my spiritual son. This is about our family. Amen? Are we here? So make mention of him. He is paving the way in Mindanao. There is a revival that's happening in Mindanao and God is using him also. So let's pray for him. Are we here? So let's go with the bottom line. I don't have so much time. Stop for the one. Stop for the one. Let's partner with God. Let's invest our lives. People out there waiting for us. Pag may mga kilala po kayo na mga dating nandito sa atin na wala na, nakikita nyo na nandun lang sila, visit them. Just go. Just be available. Let someone listen to them. Amen? I will end up with these verses. In 2 Corinthians 5, we know 1 Corinthians 5:17. We know that memory verse, right? If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation, right? Tama ba? The old has gone, the new has come. But the following verses, actually, is a picture of us that we were being commissioned in the ministry of restoration and reconciliation. In verse 18, it says here, now, everything is from God, who reconciled us to Him through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. One of our ministry is the ministry of restoration and reconciliation. Those who've gone astray, let's go and reach them out. Let our lives be an instrument for them to be reconciled back to the Father. Amen? In next verse, it says here, that is in Christ, God was reconciling the world to Himself, not counting their trespasses against them. And He has committed the message of reconciliation to us. Ito po yung verse 20 na gusto po natin. Ano bang sinabi as ambassadors? Therefore, we are what? Ambassadors for Christ. Ambassador for what? Reconciliation. Amen? Hello? We are here to represent God. We're here to represent His love to the world out there. But not only to the world out there, but even inside the church who are hurting, who are wounded, who are discouraged. Are we here? Will you be available and respond to one person who are wounded and just be there and minister until they recover? This is not just about informations, but it's about having a heart that captures the heart of God. So I want to encourage each one. Probably you are also discouraged or wounded. But it's time to mend that heart. Oras naman na maayos yung puso. It's about time to be restored back. Why? One restored life can restore many lives. One ignited soul can ignite many souls. So I pray that today, our hearts be ignited again. Our heart be consumed with love again. So that when we leave this church, when we go out, we will become an instrument of healing, of restoration, of reconciliation. One soul at a time. One soul. One soul. One soul. I want you to raise your hands to the Lord. Because through your hands, God will use it. Those hands, God used to lift up those who are wounded. God will use those hands to touch others and say, God loves you. Never stop believing in Him. And I would like to encourage the congregation today. It is received from the Father, this compassion. And I want you once again to cry out, Father, grant me a heart, a compassion, Lord, a compassionate heart. Give me a eyes, Lord, it's the look of love.